Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This episode is brought to you by our special Patreon producer, Rustin Henry. And you too can become a Patreon producer by going to patreon.com and finding us at Mortalverse Audio Dramas. There you'll also get exclusive production updates, early access to episodes, and shout-outs on the show. Now, on to the episode.
I'm not going to tell you twice. Two-time me, and you're dead. Dead. So, how was that, Master Bruce? Did I strike the proper chord?
Not bad at all. A masterful performance, close enough to fool me.
The videotapes of Harvey Dent helped immensely. The voice is rather hard on the throat, however.
It's a one-night performance, Alfred. You'll bear up.
I shall try to be a trooper, sir. And the subject of this exercise is on his mark?
He will be. And in keeping with our theme, you'll have an audience of two.
I left Gotham as a citizen. I came back as a tourist. Without the manor, I had to find a place to sleep now that I was homeless in my hometown. Someplace safe. A not-so-shabby motel would do for now. Until the sudden burst of sunlight hit me from behind closed eyes. What?
Housekeeping!
Huh? My body sat up straight at light speed with fist raised and ready to fly. The woman looked horrified as we both came to a realization as to what was going on. I was on edge. It was to be expected when you made as many enemies as I did the night before. I pulled the blanket up over myself as the woman covered her face with fear.
Oh, I didn't know there was anyone in the room!
I'm sorry. I work nights, gotten late, forgot the do not disturb hanger. The poor woman with covered eyes made a beeline for the door, stepping right over the Nightwing costume I'd stuffed under the bed.
I'll just come back later.
It's okay. Just leave some towels. As the door slammed shut, my head fell into my palms. Ugh. I work nights? There was only one person who knew I was here, and I needed to call her. Someone I could trust. That's what I thought, anyway.
Tired of room service and the Weather Channel yet, Man Wonder?
And the Honor Bar is empty.
Busy tonight?
Not where you're concerned, Babs.
It's not a date, it's work.
Are you on the clock?
It's freelance. He doesn't know. Surveillance work, some dirty business at the crossroads.
Who are we watching?
Not sure. Could be new talent. Guns, danger, all that jazz.
My kind of fun. Where?
You know the Burnley building?
South Grand above 20th.
Make it 2:00.
See you there, Babs.
Poor, lovable, naive dope.
2:00 in the morning. The Burnley building. Neighborhood is garment companies and all shut down at night. Mostly. I land at the meetup spot and there's not a back girl to be seen. It's not like her to be late. But you knew she was never showing up, right? But I waited. A half hour, an hour. Can you believe it took me a whole hour before I began to think I got stood up on a stakeout? Not that I had long to sulk about it. That's when it got interesting. A garage door bay at one of the warehouses opened up. A long silhouette standing inside. Was this the dirty doings Babs was talking about? But before I could investigate further, I saw him. The hell? I leapt backwards, backflipping onto all fours to keep a low, defensive stance, as who else would land next to me then? Robin. Okay, what's the joke?
Huh?
And who put you up to it?
Are you part of it?
Part of what?
The test.
What test?
Who are you, anyway?
Well, I know who you're supposed to be, little man. But if you think dressing up in my old costume will...
You're old? You're him.
Him?
The guy I replaced. Look, you're over, okay?
He replaced me.
And I don't need your help with the gauntlet.
Gauntlet? But it seemed like this new Robin wasn't much for my little game of 20 questions, as he threw out his grapple line and jumped off the roof. Why was I surprised? Finding some other prodigy to take my place is your kind of move. Can't be angry with you for not letting me know what I should have expected right from the start. But Barbara's a different story. That cut deep. I continued to give chase to this new Robin until he stopped at a building ledge, leaving me right behind him. He has you running the gauntlet? Then you're for real.
What are you talking about? Why else would I be wearing this stupid getup? Now stop stepping all over my chief!
He headbutted me. The little brat actually shoved his head back and gave me a clean one right on the nose. I took a step back, rubbing it as he prepared to toss out his grapple line once again. Look, I'm gonna forget that just happened. We need to sort through this.
Blah, blah, blah. He boots you for talking too much? Maybe I'll see you around the cave, dick.
Kid, wait! Kid! But he was off. I figured when I caught him, I'd drag the little snot back to the Batcave so you could explain the rules of the roost. But obviously, you had more dramatic plans involving playing dress-up with Alfred. You weren't even in the Batcave. We were heading right for you two as Alfred put the finishing touches on his makeup.
Go ahead. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Ready, boss?
You talking to me?
Remember, Harvey's more George Raft than Travis Bickle.
And you would be?
Making a cameo appearance. Jolton Johnny Ledbetter, ex-prize fighter. He'll be your driver tonight.
I don't recall this one belonging to the family fleet.
That's because Johnny boosted it from a dealership mobbed up to Lou Moxon.
Becoming more and more like Master Jason every day, I fam.
Stay in character, boss.
Wise words for both of us, Johnny.
And remember that Harvey never gives up his lucky... What's that saying?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. There I was, in full Nightwing attire at a local payphone. I had Robin tied up in his own grapple line with my foot pressed into his chest to ensure he wouldn't try anything funny. I was frantically calling Barbara, who was, no doubt, standing right by the phone just to listen to the answering machine.
Well, that didn't take long.
He may be calling all the shots, but I've got seniority over you at least. Pick up Babs. I'm not mad. I know your loyalty is to him first and... Hey! The kid managed to break free of one of the heavy-duty zip ties I'd wrapped around his ankles, and shot a kick so hard that it tripped and sent me down to the concrete next to him. The phone dangled from the line as we continued this little scuffle on the ground.
Whistle. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording.
All right, that's two.
Actually, that's three, has been. Third time's the charm, right? Who's Babs?
You don't know?
I thought it was just him and the English guy.
Go home, kid. Tell him I'm happy he's moving on and... The kid kept surprising me as he lashed out with another strike. a right hook right across my jaw. He was scrappy, that's for sure. I didn't even know he'd escaped the rest of the ties yet.
I get it now.
No, but you're gonna get it.
This is the test, isn't it? Has-been versus the new and improved model. I take down the original to get my wings.
Robin had a look in his eyes that told me he was serious. This was the point that I kept waiting for you to come out and stop him before I had to put the smackdown on this kid again. But you were across town, driving Alfred around in his two-face makeup. He rolled down the window from the back seat.
Problem?
Just needed some air.
Better roll up that window, boss.
I couldn't possibly imagine why. Maybe it was the mobster next to your car that was glaring daggers at Alfred.
You're sure that's Harvey Dent?
How could you miss that, Kissa?
But Dent's in Arkham, last I heard.
Just drive before you lose him.
We got a tail, boss.
So, while you were busy putting Alfred in danger, and Barbara was busy ignoring me, I was busy trying not to get beaten up by a kid in pixie boots. There was somebody at the docks who wasn't so busy. A huge trench coat who tossed raw meat into Gotham's river to the maws of eager alligators.
A few of the boys were on the line. They spotted Harvey Dent tooling around with just a single body gun. Instructions?
You're the bean counter. There ain't profit in it.
Take out Two-Face, and you send a clear message to all the major underworld figures that you're here to stay. But, as your financial advisor, I think you're better off starting off in a smaller market. Bloodhaven, perhaps.
The water stinks there. Not like here.
I didn't think these things could live this far north.
Long as there's a steady supply of fresh meat, even cold-blooded critters do fine. You get my meaning, bean counter?
Do it.
Hold on!
I know the first car crash would have jostled even you up. Knowing what happened now, I'm sure you were more concerned about Alfred in the back seat. I'm sure the second and third impacts weren't great on you either, as cars slammed in on all sides. Locking you in, the vehicle was like a crumpled tin can, as one of the mobsters rushed to the back seat to pull out Alfred, as you were slumped over the steering wheel.
Get the driver already!
You idiots don't know who you're...
As you were trying to get out of the car yourself, one of the mobsters met you with a shotgun blast to the chest. One which blew you back into the concrete. Hard.
Forget him. Wayland wants Dent at the River Lab in one piece.
And when you stood back up, using your hand to cover up the yellow and black bat symbol of your costume underneath. I'm sure you knew you were lucky to have been wearing it that night. And I'm sure the mobsters were freaked to see a guy like you survive all that.
This guy just don't know when to lay down and die. What's that he's wearing?
Same thing he's gonna be buried in.
And with another pump of the shotgun, he let the round off. The shot rang out in the streets as he sent another shot string right into your chest. Onlookers watched as this stranger was gunned down in the streets. Just another day in Gotham.
It's done.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You reassign my job awfully quick. How did you vet this kid? I caught one of his punches and just held him there. His fist struggled to get free from my grasp. When you hired me, you weren't looking for a partner. There wasn't a hiring process in place. Was there a runoff? Auditions?
You finished?
Yep. I released his fist, but let him take a hard shove to the shoulder that sent him spiraling down into a pile of trash in the alleyway.
Oh, hey!
Shorts riding up?
He told me about you. Found you at a circus.
And where did he find you? Under a cabbage leaf?
Where we do most of our fighting. The street.
I didn't even see him clench his fist around a pile of pebbles and debris behind him. He lashed his hand out, throwing it at me. I closed my eyes quickly, covering my face as I stepped back. Robin helped me with that, springing up and forward with a kick in my gut that sent me right into a dumpster on the opposite side of the alleyway.
It's a new world. It's not all backflips and balance bars. You were good. Were. But Gotham needs a tougher Robin now.
I watched as he climbed up the fire escape and grappled off into the moonlight. A sneaky, mean little punk. Maybe you hired him before the Joker could. I decided that it wasn't worth it to give chase, so I walked back to the payphone to leave Barbara with more messages. I knew she was just standing over her answering machine, probably with a furrowed brow and zero intentions on picking up.
Just call me when you get this. Use my comlink. You know the new frequency. I deserve to know what kind of game he's playing.
Sweet talk all you like, Man Wonder. You are mad at me. I wanted to tell you, well, it wasn't my idea. Why am I beating myself up? Boys. Stupid boys. They need me to tell them what to do.
And just like that, she was dressed and ready to go. Leaping out of her window, not as librarian Barbara Gordon, but as a vigilante. Batgirl. You, however, were a bleeding trail of man who limped through the streets, desperately trying to reach my replacement over your comms.
Robin, answer! Damn it!
Yo, he's following. But I think I'm a little lost. My utility bill could use a street map or...
Abort the exercise.
But I can take him.
That wasn't the point.
Then what was the point?
There he was. I found him. And this time, I was the one who had the element of surprise, as I launched myself onto Robin's back, pinning him down to the building's ledge before I snatched the mini communicator from his ear, holding it up to my mouth.
To rub my nose in it with your new brat wonder?
Rob, Nightwing, this is not the gauntlet, do you understand? Both of you, find Alfred. Drug lab, somewhere on the estuary. He's in over his head.
Where are you?
With Dr. Tompkins.
If you were hurt enough to be with Dr. Leslie Tompkins, then I knew Alfred was in serious danger. I didn't waste another second, pouncing off of Robin and diving down towards the roof of a passing passenger train.
Wait up! He said we gotta do this together!
You'll just slow me down. I landed on top of the train, grasping a hold of the edge of one of the cars. With little Robin falling in behind me, and I do mean falling. He landed and almost immediately slipped off the side of this train car. Thankfully, I was fast enough to quickly reach back and catch him by the wrist, his body flailing as he dangled over the busy streets below.
I got you, kid. I won't let you fall. But I will punch you off at the next stop if you don't follow my lead.
As I pulled Robin back up onto the train car beside me, I couldn't help but wonder and worry about what Alfred could be going through right now.
You fools better think twice about shoving me in the boot and going for a joyride.
Hush up, Dent. I've wrestled meaner and uglier than you on my way up.
Your face?
Says the pot to the kettle. Name's Waylon Jones, but my professional name's Croc. Killer Croc.
Nightwing, Year 1, Part 4, The Gauntlet. Directed, edited, and produced by Matthew Dawson. Based on comics by Chuck Dixon, Scott Bietti, Scott McDaniel, and Andy Owens. The voice cast for this episode by order of appearance include Rob Patrick as Alfred, Ray Stecanus as Batman, Ryan Doe as Nightwing, Rita Amparita as The Maid, Lauren Kong as Batgirl, Todd Haberkorn as Robin, Sean Murphy, Michael Christensen, and Steven Zivick as The Mobsters, and Ryan Yoshitani as Killer Croc. This production is the effort of the Mortalverse Audio Dramas and its volunteering associates. It is in no way affiliated with or representative of Warner Brothers or DC Comics and their characters. This project has been created by the fans, for the fans, to show our appreciation towards this franchise. This project has been released for free. Thank you to everyone who helped bring Nightwing Year 1 to life. Mortalverse Audio Dramas will always be grateful for your time and dedication to this project.
Shh. Quiet, my child. It's all right. I'm here. Got you. Hey, look out there. Look to the stars. Look to the ocean. Look to the land. Ra's al Ghul may be gone, but I'm still here to ensure that one day, my son, it will all be yours. Resistance will be met with bloodshed. All for you. Ah, my Damien.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.